The importance of environment. Back in 1534, Benvenuto Cellini, an Italian Renaissance painter, wanted to experience a magical operation. He met with a Sicilian priest versed in the art of ritual magic, a friend, Vincenzo Romoli, a 12-year-old boy, and a second magician accompanying the priest. Cellini wanted the love of a woman. Of all the places to choose for a ritual, they went to the Roman Colosseum. They cast a 9-foot circle, and after an hour and a half, some spirit showed up and communicated to the group. They related that Cellini would have his love within 1 month. Then something went terribly wrong. More and more spiritual entities kept coming and then began getting aggressive. Within a short time, there were too many spirits present. The 12-year-old boy screamed. They were all being menaced by a million of the fiercest men they had ever seen. 4 giants, fully armed, were trying to force their way into the circle. The child cried out that the Colosseum was on fire and that flames were rolling towards them. The group huddled together in terror. The magician threw more asfetida on the fire in piles, and after a while the spirits left in a fury. The group stayed huddled until morning, and only a few spirits remained, and these at a distance. Upon leaving and running home, a couple of spirits chased them. The Roman Colosseum, of all places, was a very poor choice for a love ritual. One person dying a violent death gives off negative energy, but thousands of violent deaths, along with all the death emotions, the gladiators, lions, and other wild animals ripping people to shreds, and the intense violence, leaves this mark for centuries. A proper environment with energy that is in tune with the goals of the ritual is important. Obviously, unwanted influences can affect a ritual or magical operation for the worst. Music, thoughts, recalling past experiences or fantasies are important as well to creating a mood and environment supportive to the goals of the ritual. Okay, and the reference for this is Magic, the Power to Change Your World by J.H. Brennan, copyright 1998. But that's one of the worst places. I mean, the violence there, even conducting like any kind of a magical ritual can be extremely dangerous in an environment like that. When people die violently, it leaves an essence behind, and a lot of that's like haunted houses, stuff like this, but I mean a million times over. Okay, hail Satan.